Where'd your son have come from?
UND.
UND.
Another mark.
University, the Fighting Sioux is where he's going. Whoops, whoops, sorry.
Okay, we are back on the record, and I don't know if Commissioner Fedorchuk, if you're still there, or if you are off for a period of time.
I believe she's going to call in when she can.
Thank you. All right. At this time, we're back on the record. And Mr. Hoag, have you had an opportunity to discuss the exhibit?
I have, Your Honor. Mr. Meredith, showing you what's been marked as Exhibit 1 for identification, can you identify that, please?
Yes, Exhibit 1 marked for identification is the May 24th submission that I've described earlier. This particular document is fairly lengthy, approximately 171 or 2 pages long, and it includes the modifications to the North Dakota Interstate Access Tariff Number 1 for the Access Coalition members.
Are you satisfied that it completely supersedes the March 12, 2013 filing of the rural access companies?
Yes, it does. This particular document replaces the March filing. There is only one matter that is different from this particular document and the March document. First of all, the March cover letter was 2 pages long, and then the March the March Appendix A, which is the page 3 into the document, lists the issuing carriers. And in the May document, the Appendix A lists the corrections. And so there's a change in what the Appendix A has to deal with. But in the material respect for the document, the May 1 supersedes everything. And I should mention that the on page 3, question from staff dealing with the deletion, that had to deal with the consolidation of Dickey operations. There was a merger, and so that the entire entity is listed as Dickey Rural Telephone Cooperative now. So the May document, this exhibit replaces the March document in its entirety.
Yeah, and for the record, I think if you look at the Appendix A, it describes the the merger transaction for Dickey Rural Telephone Cooperative.
In the March.
In the March appendix. Mr. Meredith, are you satisfied that the Exhibit 1 complies with what you've described as Step 2 of the FCC order that's otherwise found at 51.909 of CFR?
Yes.
Your Honor, I would offer Exhibit 1.
Thank you. Exhibit 1 is admitted.
I have no further questions, Your Honor.
All right. Thank you. Any further questions for Mr. Meredith from either the commissioners or staff?
No questions from staff, Your Honor.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Meredith. You're excused.
Thank you.
At this time, I am going to ask again. There are 7 people here in the room who have been observing. I'm going to ask if any of you wish to come forward and make any comments to the commissioners or stand for questions from the commissioners. And if so, come to one of the tables back here and push the button to turn on the microphone. I know you're not shy, so commissioners, do you have any questions of you probably know everyone here. Any questions? And I'm seeing Commissioner Kalk is shaking his head no. So is Commissioner Chrisman. All right, if there is nothing further, then at this time, I'm going to ask Mr. Norell and or Mr. Fahn, does the commission want proposed findings or briefs from Mr. Hoag? Verbal response would be good.
No, Your Honor.
All right. Thank you very much. Then if there is nothing further to bring to the attention of the commission, I'm going to close this hearing, noting that the time is 10:35 a.m. Central Time. This hearing is closed. Thank you, everyone.